White, Washington, August 8, 1904. Dear son Edson, it is nearly dark, but I will try to write you a few lines. I have tried to obtain money from one source and another, but have not yet succeeded. There are still some persons whom I wish to ask. I shall certainly obtain money for you if I can. If none comes, you may know that it is because I have been unable to secure it. I am myself in great need of money, but I do not want you to be financially embarrassed. I must read your last letter again. Is it so that you have secured the house you so much desired? If we trust fully in the Lord, He will bring to pass that which is in accordance with His will. We should have many more rich blessings if we would walk constantly in a spirit of tenderness and forbearance and love. If we keep our hands uplifted to heaven, the Lord will surely strengthen our faith. I have been quite feeble of late. I have done much writing in regard to where we must stand as a people. Brother Magin and Brother Sutherland spent a few days with us last week. In the past, they have not seen all things correctly. The matter has been a severe trial to me, but I believe that now they view things correctly and that they will not be deceived by Dr. Kellogg. The work here is progressing very favorably. I have had several conversations with Brother Baird, who has charge of the work on the buildings. He says that he has never dealt with such an excellent company of workers. Every morning these workers meet in the large room below mine for worship. A hymn is sung, and one or two prayers offered. And then I, or some other person of experience, talk to them for a little while. I think these morning meetings are a help to the boys. I have not spoken often to the public since my return from Nashville. I have been so weak that the brethren dared not give out appointments for me. A week ago last Sabbath, I spoke in the colored church. There was an excellent congregation. I had freedom in speaking, but for some reason the effort taxed me severely. Last Sunday, an all-day grove meeting was held on the school grounds. The weather was beautiful, and about 240 people came. In the morning, Brother Bland, Brethren Sutherland and Magin, Willie, and Brother Thompson spoke. I had been sick, and it was feared that I could not speak. But the appointment was given out, and in the afternoon, with fear and trembling, I took my stand before the people. The Lord gave me tongue and utterance, and I spoke for an hour. Oh, I was so glad that I could speak to the people on this occasion. Quite a number of those not of our faith were present, and their interested faces showed their pleasure and satisfaction. A few days ago, Sister Hall, Sarah, and I went for a long drive to Rock Creek Park. This is a most beautiful place. I have seldom driven over finer roads. This is a national park. Here the president takes his rides. The drives are equal to, yes, more than equal to anything that I saw in Denmark or Switzerland. On our drive, we met the president. He bowed to us as we passed him. I hope sometime to visit Washington when I am not worn out with intense anxiety regarding the condition of the churches and the attitude of Dr. Kellogg. The thought that the doctor is so strongly influencing the physicians associated with him has bowed me to the ground and almost killed me. I thought of the warnings that Christ has given us, and it seemed more than I could bear for any of our physicians or ministers to be seduced from the truth. I hope soon to be able to say that the spell is broken, and that some precious souls can say, "My soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The scare is broken, and we are escaped." Psalm 124, verse 7. Oh, it has been hard for me to bear this burden. Often I have had but a few hours' sleep a night. I have written early and late, as fast as my hand could move over the paper. While writing, I have had wonderfully clear, ennobling conceptions of the love and goodness of God. We must never forget that it is our duty to express at all times and in all places our appreciation of the all-comprehending goodness of God. We are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling, knowing that it is God who is working in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. Heaven is our inheritance, and we are to receive the free gift as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. In all that we do or say, we are to honor our Lord. We are not to talk of the mistakes of others, for we may do them an injustice. It may be our duty to reprove wrong, but this is to be done with all long-suffering. Self is to be kept out of sight. The voice is to be softened and subdued by the Holy Spirit's influence. We are to be the Lord's messengers, winning souls to Christ.
My son, do not allow your mind to dwell so much on the course of those who have robbed the southern field by diverting means into other channels. These men have done some selfish acts, but it is God who must give them a sense of their wrongdoing. It will not increase your influence for good for you to talk to them of restitution. Do not do this, Edson. Let God handle this matter. Your mother.